from KXCI Community Media. This is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona and we talk about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Elizabeth Lee. Welcome to Thesis Thursday, Elizabeth. Could you tell me a little bit about your lab work?
My lab studies the mechanisms of stroke and neuroprotectants, so treatments to help people recover from stroke. My project studies the effects of ApoE4 genetic polymorphism on quality of ischemic stroke recovery. And I know that's a bit of a mouthful, but I'll break it down for you. ApoE is a gene, and that gene codes for a lipoprotein. That lipoprotein helps cells maintain their function, their structure, and there are three versions of ApoE, ApoE2, ApoE3, and ApoE4. And what I studied specifically was ApoE4. And ApoE4 is the version that has the lowest transporting efficiency. We hypothesized that having the ApoE4 allele would decrease the stroke recovery. We found that in the study, there was actually improvement from stroke in the ApoE4 mice compared to the regular mice. The ApoE4 mice showed significant difference in activity than the normal mice. So even in the beginning, before we did any of the experiment, they showed higher activity. At the end of the experiment, the MRI images that we took showed that there was a difference in the inflammation of the brain between the two. And our behavior and cognitive tests suggested that they had higher activity. Again, it's very interesting to see a difference in the stroke recovery since ApoE4 is less efficient in lipid transportation than its counterparts, ApoE3 and ApoE2. It's a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease too.
The ApoE4, you were basically thinking, oh, this is going to make things more difficult because it is such a difficult thing. It's not very efficient at its job. And
that's
it also is a super warning sign for Alzheimer's potential. What you found was surprising. And what I think is really fascinating is that that's kind of like a little clue. Don't you kind of get excited when you don't find what you were expecting?
Right. Oh, I got nervous at first. I don't know about, I was surprised, but it was when I first saw the results, I thought it was something on my part. I was freaking out on the inside. I'm like, oh no, did I do the data wrong? And I was like, but I calmed myself down because I ended up redoing half of my work again. And I just ended up getting the same results. So I'm like, it did not match our hypothesis.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I am going to take a gap year to volunteer to work in a clinical setting, and I'm hoping to go to medical school.
That sounds like a great plan, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you.
You ever listen to music?
I do. I love music so much. I really like house music. It's very energetic, gets me in the mood to do work, work out, get a start on my day. A key characteristic of house music is that it has a typical tempo of 120 to 130 beats per minute. Makes you want to dance.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. It was fun talking with you, and you're just so smart and brilliant. And thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.